It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. And in this community, you can't necessarily draw lines. You can't really say, well, you know, this is environmental and this is artistic, because in this community, the lines blur all the time. Dan Schutte joins us this morning on the line. He is the district manager for the Lake County Soil and Water District, and he is a butterfly guy. And he had the opportunity to travel to Mexico a while back with a grant. He went with his wife. He went to look at butterflies. She went to look at butterflies, and they both looked at them differently. Hey, Dan, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Lisa. Thanks so much for having us.
So what's your particular interest in monarchs? Why do you want to do your bit and encourage other people to do their bit to help save them?
Yeah, the monarch is such a iconic species that we have. And, I mean, I think everybody can relate to a monarch from childhood, finding them on milkweed or, you know, just watching them flit through the yard. And I first got involved with monarchs, I guess, through a native plant effort that I was involved with at the North Shore Community School. I was an environmental educator out there for about 4 years, and we started raising native plants with the kids in the classrooms, and then really promoting. We had a few butterfly gardens on the property and a rain garden. We really took the kids out to interact with those spaces frequently, and it was just amazing to see how those kids responded to those areas and the animals that use them. And there's a lot of research and science that shows that's a really healthy, positive thing for, you know, both the child's development and their education. So I first started with that, and then I started raising native plants in my own home. I was like, geez, we got, you know, second graders that have got 500 native plants in their classroom. If second graders can do this, you know, what if I kind of started dabbling this at home? So I got really into raising native plants at home, and then started to have these same sort of big installations around our own house at Lakeside. And we saw the butterflies come in, and I'm a insect enthusiast, a beekeeper, and, you know, just really started to track the butterfly migration with the kids at school and observe it at school and in my own yard, and just a fascinating story. And, you know, something, you know, without going through the whole butterfly migration, you know, those butterflies that go from northern Minnesota back to Mexico are four generations removed from the last butterflies that were in Mexico. So, you know, no history of travel there except for kind of what's, you know, programmed into their genes. So just kind of a miraculous little journey that they make. And it's just a fascinating, beautiful creature. So that's, to make a long story long, I guess, that's why, all those reasons.
Well, Dan, there have been a lot of efforts. The president has encouraged, you know, kind of this monarch route and people to get milkweed put in along that route to try to restore populations. Do you think it's making a difference?
I think it is making a difference. I mean, I've been talking with colleagues who work in natural resources, and this pollinator conversation and the PR that's going on, that theme these days nationally and internationally, is, I mean, one of the strongest conversations about any natural resource issue, apart from, you know, water shortages in the West. And I think it can't help but be a positive thing for the monarchs to have that many people interested and proactive. I work with a lot of grants and federal and state dollars through my work, and so I also have a pretty good perspective of how our grant dollars go. And I always, you know, I talk to folks about the idea that, you know, the government programs can only go so far. At some point, constituents and citizens, you know, the more folks we can get engaged in the effort independently on their own, I think that's going to do a lot more. Because $3.6 million, I think, went into the I-35 corridor, and that's a lot of money. But over that large of an area, it's not a lot of money, and it takes people filling the gaps and really taking interest and taking up for the cause.
Well, and folks going out and spending, you know, $5-$10 to get a little patch of milkweed plants to pop in their yard. That's what's gonna do it, I think, also in the long run. So, Dan,
absolutely,
I'm really curious about this. Your wife is a UMD photography professor and a photographic artist. She went along. She took photographs. You guys together are opening an art exhibit at the Great Lakes Aquarium on Saturday. Now, maybe you're kind of blasé, because I don't know how long you've been married, but maybe you're kind of blasé about this, but
no.
You approach the monarchs as a scientist and as an environmentalist. What do you see when you look at her photographic work that is art?
That's a great question. Kristen, her background is in alternative photographic processes. And what she did with these images for this Monarch show, University of Minnesota supported her travel and her effort through a grant from the university. And so when she went down there to take these photos, I mean, she also has been interested in the monarchs from, you know, a support and a native plant enthusiast. And when she took these photos, she applied that alternative processes, which are more historical photographic development processes. And so those photographs, when you look at them, they have a really old school feel to them. They're whimsical. They're from another time, and they look like they're from a historical place. And I think, you know, the effort with this show is to have folks, you know, look at those things. And the monarch population is extremely tenuous. This year there was a big scan and, or a scare in the forest where they overwinter, and, you know, people were thinking that it could have been the extinction event. And that, I mean, the tenuous nature of their existence is something that we should all be aware of, and they could very easily become a thing of the past. And that's, when you look at Kristen's photographs, it really gives that time gone by feel to it. And it really gives you pause when you look at the photos and think about it through that lens. She'll have information about the processes themselves at the show and an artist statement about the work. But that's the feel that they give, is a beautiful historical image of something precious, and, you know, that could be from a time gone by. But it's really lovely work.
We don't want to see monarchs photographed the same way, perhaps, that the passenger pigeon might have been photographed.
Yeah, we don't, exactly. And, you know, it's, you just can't overstate how important efforts are, and how tenuous the population is, I guess. It really, you know, being down there in the reserves while Kristen was doing this work, it's, I think we're surrounded by 52 million butterflies, all their wings flapping, and all the motion and the sights and the sounds of it. And it is, I mean, it was a very moving, you know, almost, you know, some call it a spiritual experience to be in the midst of that. And then to come home and be like, okay, this is where the effort needs to happen, is in North America, to make sure that whole species is sustained. It was really, you know, we were interested, but I think we came back more motivated and more inspired to talk more about it and to, you know, help at least locally and regionally raise awareness through our efforts.
Well, folks will have the opportunity to come and meet you both and say hi when the exhibit opens on Saturday at the Great Lakes Aquarium. Dan, thanks so much for joining us this morning. What a treat to talk to you.
Thank you, Lisa. It was my pleasure.
Dan Schutte, our guest this morning. He and his wife, Kristen Pless, are opening an art exhibit of Kristen's historic process photos at the Great Lakes Aquarium on Saturday. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.